Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. My guest today is Letizia Giuliano, Vice President of Product Marketing and Management at AlphaWave Semi. She specializes in architecting cutting-edge solutions for high-speed connectivity and chiplet design architecture. Prior to her role at AlphaWave Semi, Letizia held the position of Product Line Manager at Intel, where she facilitated the integration of complex IP for external customers, as well as within Intel's graphics and CPU products. With a background in electrical engineering, Letizia has contributed significantly to her field through technical papers, presentations at conferences, and her involvement in defining industry standards like Open HBI and UCIe. Welcome to the podcast, Letizia.
Hello, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
First, can you tell us what brought you to the semiconductor industry? Do you have an interesting story you could share?
Yes, I guess it is interesting. Well, you'll tell me. I guess I started when I was very little in my house. My mom was a computer science teacher, so we had always computers, the newest and the greatest, lying around. So I started really early to play around with motherboards and programming and C++, all the stuff. So I've always been interested on understanding what there was behind all that. So I start my degree in electrical engineering, focused on semiconductor, back when I was in Milan. And that's where everything started. Really interested on how those things work, how they get manufactured, how we make it better and smaller. So it was very, very a passion from the beginning. And I'm very excited to continue that passion since then. And now is more interesting than ever. So I think these are very, very special, interesting time we're living. And I'm very excited to be part of this right now.
Yeah, that is a great story. Yeah, this is an exciting time. So what brought you to AlphaWave?
AlphaWave, I've been part of working with this executive team for a long time. I was at Intel before AlphaWave, working on developing and architecting high-speed connectivity and also other type of interfaces for our own product, Intel product, or other products. So I worked with the executive team for a long time, and I was very happy and excited to join them at AlphaWave to start scaling this architecture and this solution for more complex systems. So I was very happy about that. And at AlphaWave, we're growing really fast. Now we are a semiconductor company, working around solution on connectivity and compute that are very important for the next generation of AI system. So again, it's very exciting and I'm very happy to be part of all this.
Yeah, we've been working with AlphaWave for 5 years now. It's such a great company. You know, AlphaWave is developing a complete platform of connectivity and compute for the next generation of AI systems. So what are the main challenges today in supporting these next generation systems?
So things are going very fast time to market. They require a solution that can improve, as you know, the time to market and also the risk of this product to the market. So the main challenge today is really to satisfy this high demand of complex technology in a very low risk solution. So what we're doing today at AlphaWave, we're definitely leveraging our core expertise that lies in connectivity and developing a high speed interfaces along with everything goes around in terms of protocol, in terms of solution at platform level, and try to make that available to customer in a chiplet form or in a system form that they can integrate easily. But yes, definitely is how we help our customer to bring this complex technology to market faster. I think the older time of integrating building blocks are the old way and is not anymore there. You need to find inventive way of composing these building blocks that helps our customer to focus on what they need to do best. And we provide our added value in a form of something silicon proven already.
You know, there's an ongoing battle on connectivity standards for scaling up and scaling out, you know, driving custom solutions today and new standards trying to establish themselves as, you know, valuable solutions. Where do you see the next system heading?
Yeah, so when we look inside our data center today, so if we look at the traditional data centers that we were building, we see Ethernet being the main standard, and PCI Express, of course, for other type of connectivity. But what is happening today is when the AI system, Ethernet and PCI Express are not enough, right? We have more requirement in terms of scaling up and scaling out. They require innovative solution, specifically tackling latency, power, optimization of this workload they need to run on these AI systems. So we see a lot of initiative in the industry to bring other standard in the table that can address all these challenges. And for example, UALink and UAC are two main one, respectively for scaling up and scaling out. But still, they need to be developed really fast because, as I said before, time to market is a key for this system. We need to deploy this solution in a different way than before. So we still see introduction and competing battles, right, with custom interfaces. So it's very important to help the industry and guide our partner and customer to make the right decision. It's going to be very powerful for this system to really select the right interface and the right overall solution for this scaling up and scaling out.
And what are the main challenges when integrating on-package die-to-die interfaces? And how is AlphaWave, you know, helping users or your customers make the right decisions and selections?
Yeah, so die-to-die interface is all another level, right? So we were talking about scaling up and scaling out, so how we connect things within the rack, outside the rack. And now what is happening within the package is another realm of challenges. So it's no surprise that we cannot fit anymore one of these big AI accelerators on one reticle. So we start breaking down in building blocks, in chiplets. And they need to be integrated very in a way that provides a value to the total cost of the solution. So die-to-die interface is the key ingredients. It needs to be optimal and needs to be very lightweight and designed for that type of a package. So at AlphaWave, we are not only providing the right building blocks in terms of the interface that can be scalable for the type of package, standard package and advanced package. And we are embracing the UCIe as a platform and standard that can provide you that flexibility with a different form factor for standard package and advanced package. But we also build an overall solution around that. So that can be designed a package that is optimal for that interface, or providing a chiplet already UCIe enabled and that with a die-to-die interface that could provide your extension for I/O interfaces like Ethernet, PCI Express, or UALink and UAC, like we mentioned before, or a compute companion chiplet. And in that case, we are working closely with ARM to bring to the market a die-to-die system that is compliant with an ARM platform and also a compute chiplet that can be used as a companion chip to the AI accelerator. So it's not just about the building blocks, the single die-to-die interface. It's all about the overall solution that goes around it to it.
Yeah, and AlphaWave announced the introduction of an I/O chiplet for scaling up and scaling out connectivity. Can you tell us a little bit more about how customers are using it and, you know, how do you see this evolving?
Yes. So we started to, as I said before, just die-to-die and guiding the customer, it's very important to also bring what we do best in terms of connectivity in a form of a chiplet. So our customer can focus on their part and they can use our I/O chiplet already configured for scaling up, for example, or scaling out to connect to their system. So it's all a new paradigm, right? Offering chiplet is a new business model, is a new working model. We do have example in the industry. If we think about HBM, was one of the first chiplet out there. So now we are transferring that to the I/O connectivity. and how we provide a non-good eye for a chiplet, and to also the compute. And we can talk about that too as well. Our solution can help accelerating our customer, both using our off-the-shelf IO chiplet, or because we know that there is no one solution that fits at all, using derivative of this IO chiplet for a custom connection. Can be a different type of form factor, for example, different type of package, or can be a different type of bandwidth requirement for your scale up and scale out needs. So it's interesting to see how many ideas are coming out from this, right? We every day and every discussion we have in partnership with our customer, there is new way of connecting all these building blocks and make everything so exciting. So it's very interesting to see how the market is reacting to this.
And what other types of interfaces are needed in the AI space that will revolutionize the way we connect compute to IO, or more importantly, compute to memory?
Yeah, so if we focus within the package, as we discussed before, and we want to break down our chiplet system in a compute and the AIO chiplet, we talked before, I mean, UCIe is a good platform to connect a compute to an IO chiplet and give you all the flexibility to address that in a standard package or an advanced package. Another innovating way that we are seeing today really giving the SoC architect and ourselves a good way to building blocks is the connection compute to memory. We know that traditionally HBM is one of the memory interfaces and one of the memory technology very optimal for AI space. And we're seeing there coming up a more hybrid way to use HBM. So for example, if you think about your compute die, you have UCIe and die-to-die all over the shoreline, right? So UCIe is used for compute to compute, and UCIe is used for compute to IO. So we're seeing now a lot of traction actually to use a same die-to-die interface also to connect to a memory chiplet, right? So let's reuse that shoreline, that die-to-die, also to connect to maybe an HBM stack. So that is a good alternative and a new innovative way to connect to memory. And it's very exciting to see how all these tools, as I said before, die-to-die and package technology, give new way to the system designers and to us to build new systems. So it's very interesting.
Right. You know, the chiplet ecosystem is still evolving, and we know that the majority of design starts are not using chiplets yet. So how do you see the industry and ecosystem helping to foster and accelerate chiplet adoption?
Yeah, so definitely you go chiplet if you can afford it and you have to, because chiplet system are not easy to integrate. But what you are seeing on the other side that these SoC right now are reaching the reticle size limit, so they have to move to chiplet. I think we are seeing in the last couple of years more and more initiative from the industry and the various ecosystem to help accelerating the chiplet adoption. And I would like to mention a few of them. So definitely we have all our partners like TSMC and other foundries try to enable more and more technology around the package that can accelerate the chiplet ecosystem. And that comes along with all the tooling needed for it. For example, the 3D blocks and the 3D Alliance from TSMC is a good initiative to bring everything together from tools, IPs, a value chain aggregator company to try to make all this possible. But also we're seeing other important initiative like the one from ARM with the chiplet system architecture to bridge the gap on the architecting chiplets together, how we connect those chiplets together, what are the interfaces that we need, what the industry standard are for connecting all these chiplets. So there is more and more that we're seeing. It's evolving very fast. And people like us at AlphaWave, we need to make these pioneer steps, right, to embrace this chiplet design to make sure that we pave the road for who's coming next. So it's very important to have these first pioneers, as we said it, right? Chiplet pioneers coming first, and then we're gonna see more and more adoption from the future generation of SoC, maybe in different type of application that are not just AI, but can expand also to different type of market and application.
Yeah, you know, as you said, it's an exciting time in the semiconductor industry, and chiplets is really part of that excitement.
Yes, definitely gives us so many more options to break the barriers that we have designing systems, and it's a very powerful tool now. So, yep.
Great. Thank you for your time, Leticia, and I look forward to seeing you again at the next conference. I see you at conferences quite frequently. AlphaWave is very active in the ecosystem.
Yes, and thanks for inviting me today, Daniel, and yes, see you around.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.